Our state capitol report continues in this half hour with a discussion on gun violence in Milwaukee and what the state and city can do to reduce it. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A state senator from Milwaukee plans to hold a community-wide meeting this coming weekend aimed at gathering ideas on stopping gun violence. And we welcome your input ahead of time during this half hour. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Nakia Harris-Dodd, a Democratic state senator from Milwaukee. Her opinion piece, Collaboration Needed to Curb Gun Violence, ran recently in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us. So, you know, we just checked the news wires and noticed that Milwaukee police are investigating four separate shooting incidents that occurred Thursday night, July 3rd. There was another shooting and another man injured in a North Side shooting on Saturday night. And this is on top of some really highly publicized shootings that have happened just in recent weeks.
Right.
What's going on?
Well, I mean, what you find is a community right now in crisis. We are suffering from a severe increase in gun violence at in the early part of the summer. And I mean, what's going on is that, you know, you see it. In order for gun violence to happen, there obviously has to be some hopelessness in the community. People don't know how to handle their frustrations. And there possibly are some illegal things happening at the same time that you notice the gun violence is there. So it's a multi-pronged issue with lots of issues attached to it. And it just boils down to that, you know, the community has to stick together to find a solution for this problem and help our community find better ways to solve its frustrations and come to better solutions to correct this problem.
Now we'll talk a little bit more about that hopelessness, the frustrations, but you are calling on everyone, politicians, the community, local officials, the media, to do their part to make Milwaukee a safer place. What do you hope to accomplish with the meeting on Saturday, July 12th at Milwaukee's Sherman Park?
Well, I basically hold coffee with the senators every other month on the first Saturday, and then the opposite month on a Sunday I hold breakfast with the senator. And so this time with our coffee with the senator, I am doing a different, I'm having a different conversation because usually it's a free for all. But I am hoping that we can come together as a community and find a constructive, you know, have a constructive dialogue about the violence in the community. And it's not a blame. You know, so often when you have tragedies in your community, you want to blame someone. And that is our natural instinct. And that's what I've seen across the board with politicians, with community members, with the local, you know, with the local electeds. Everybody's pointing the finger. State needs to do this. The city needs to do this. The police department needs to do this. And I hope that in this conversation that we can be at a point where we're not blaming at this point, because we can't blame anymore because I'm making us all assume this responsibility. And so the conversation should be one that is solutions-based, and hopefully we can come out with some type of steps from what we do now to how do we rectify gun violence in our community on the long term. And some of the things that we will propose that can happen now is that community associations, neighborhood associations, organizations like Safe and Sound are at the table to talk about how can we build a stronger neighborhood group that will be accountable for what is going on in their neighborhoods. I think, you know, I always refer back to it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it's going to take a village in order for us to rectify the gun violence in this community.
Yeah, now this this comes from your coffee with the senator programs, but you're hoping for a big crowd at this July 12th meeting?
Yes. This is going to be bigger than we've ever expected. Normally, I would have about 6 people at coffee with the senator, about 10 people with breakfast with the senator. And again, it's a casual conversation that we usually have, and it's basically neighbors coming in to talk to me about what's happening in the neighborhood, how they feel about what I voted on, my policies, and we get to have that dialogue. We get to know each other. And then I learned how to be a better representative because I've talked to neighbors and real people in my district. Well, this will be open to all individuals in the community. And I'm going to be honest, I really hope it's a diverse crowd. I hope that I see people of color. I hope that I see people who are concerned advocates, who are, advocating on behalf of gun violence victims. Things that people that are really care about this issue, I really want them to come out and really talk about how do we get a solution out of this problem and really put our heads together. So I'm really looking for a bigger crowd, more people who are interested in this area, who've been families that have been affected, elected officials. And I mean, be clear, it won't be a panel where you have elected officials sitting at a table and we're looking down at our constituents saying, okay, tell us what you want. We're going to sit around the table in groups. Depending on how many people are there, that will determine how many groups we have. Yeah. And we're going to have a real constructive conversation and let the community tell us what their ideas are. And then we can all talk about what we think is the best strategy in moving forward.
Now, the headline of your piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, collaboration needed to curb gun violence. Do you think there is no collaboration now?
I would say that there are lots of conversations and angry conversations about gun violence in our community. But there has, we've been slow moving as we sit down to collaborate on the issue. It's clear that these different conversations that are happening in the community all are looking for solutions. But I would think this would be the first time that we've literally come together to say, all right, let's really look at how do we strategize on working together. We've had forums where we talked about gun violence even before the violence has started. I've been to all of them in Milwaukee as far as the state legislature goes. I've been to community meetings where community members have stood up and they've been angry and they've yelled, at us. They have been frustrated at their local state and federal officials. And so, again, this will be a different conversation where there is no finger pointing. We can be passionate about this issue, but not let our anger get in the way that we can't be productive.
Yeah. And why take on this issue, Senator? Why are you spearheading this this big meeting and trying to come to some sort of solution?
Well, I actually have been working on this issue since I've been in the state legislature. I actually witnessed a gun shooting when I was doing doors 2 years ago in my district where a young man got shot by 2 other young people. And it scared me so bad that it was a wake-up call, and it was right in my face. I was literally standing on the corner diagonally across from where the actual crime was committed. The fortunate thing is the young man who got shot didn't seem to be very hurt. He wasn't injured as badly as you would think based on what the gunfire that I heard. The 2 young people that shot this young man literally ran back towards me and then cut through the alley. So they didn't even come close to me on the corner. But it was such a traumatic experience for me that watching the whole incident and not being able to do anything about it, I can only imagine what neighbors feel day in and day out in their communities when they have to face this violence every single day. That was my first occurrence of seeing something like that happen with my own eyes. And I know that, it's something that I need to be working on. And I can't sleep or rest on this issue because we have children dying. innocent babies that are caught in a crossfire, and families are torn apart because of this rapid gunfire, and due to the hopelessness and no one thinking about the consequences, or really don't care right now because they have such a bad life that they can't even think past their own situation. And so they wreak havoc on others in the community. And a lot of it is revenge. And the children that are hurt and caught in the crossfire had nothing to do with the issue, or adults. I mean, nobody is exempt from being caught up in gunfire.
Yeah. And you also wrote about your own upbringing in Milwaukee, and your mother who abused alcohol and crack, mm-hmm. and you moved from place to place because there wasn't enough money for rent. And
that's right.
And you were teased at school because you didn't have hot water at home to bathe. And you say that this story is fairly common, which is so very sad. But
right.
How does tell us how that leads to the violence that we're seeing?
Well, I wouldn't say that totally leads to the violence that we're seeing in our community. The point I was trying to make is that we're all the same. Even though I might have achieved a certain level of success, and trust me, reading that story and you see my life today, they are so incompatible that it's unbelievable. I have more stories that I can tell about my growth and development over time. I was actually, as I was getting ready for this interview this morning, some things came back to me about how I remember waking up to negative thoughts in my head every morning until I had to remind myself that I can make a new story for myself. And I don't have to make it up, but I can make it up where I can have more positive thoughts in the morning. Well, I think that when you have lived through tragedy, and I'm sure you've heard of the new term, trauma-informed care. That's a new terminology that we're using in society today, because we're starting to see that children have been traumatized because of the lives that their parents have lived and that they've lived with their parents, and just different societal things that happen. And it doesn't mean that you have to come from a drug home where your mom is addicted to drugs or alcohol. You could come from any background and have been traumatized, because so many of us do. Mm-hmm. It's not even about always my mom was on drugs or my mom abused alcohol, but there's so many other ways that children from different ethnic groups, backgrounds, communities have had traumatic experiences. And so that sort of messes with our, you know, how we think about life ourselves, how we think about ourselves. And so although it's not a direct contributing factor, I think that sometimes life could be so hard for people that in that moment, they make a bad decision. Doesn't mean they're a bad person. It's just they've had some exposure where they haven't been able to work through their frustration. And as a child, I think that having my grandmother and all of my siblings, having our grandmother in our lives and having other family members in our lives helped us to develop that critical thinking ability where we can think past the situation that we were in. Otherwise, I don't know what downward spiral we could have been in, but I know that having that backbone and that structure from my grandmother and other aunts and uncles and community members, teachers that believed in us, we were able to overcome it. And of course, you know, in the moment I was hurt from being picked on, and I would go home and I would internalize it because it would hurt so badly. But it was always something about having that other, you know, experience with my grandmother and other family members where I felt like there is good in the world. And just because someone teases me doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, that there's really something wrong with me. You just have to, you know, there's that self-talk, there's, you know, that conflict building you have to do for yourself that comes with having a community around you and family members who love you and teachers that can help you move past those frustrating and heartbreaking experiences.
We are talking with State Senator Nikia Harris-Dodge. She's a Democratic State Senator from Milwaukee. She wrote a piece that appeared recently in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel collaboration needed to curb gun violence? And we are talking with her about that collaboration and what she is trying to do to curb the gun violence happening in Milwaukee. One thing she is doing is holding a meeting this Saturday, July 12th, from 10:30 until noon at Milwaukee's Sherman Park, and hoping that there will be a big turnout of community residents, of city officials, of the media, and others to talk about ways to end gun violence in Milwaukee. What do you think? What's the answer to curbing gun violence in Milwaukee? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. What do you think needs to be done to end or curb gun violence in Milwaukee? We are talking with State Senator Nikia Harris-Dodd, a Democratic State Senator from Milwaukee, who's going to hold a meeting this coming weekend in Milwaukee to get input from everyone, and we welcome your input during this hour. Jeff in Appleton is with us. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning. I think it really kind of comes down to one or two people on each kid's life. I think your guest hit on something really big when she said about the hopelessness. And you would be amazed at what an education, what kind of hope that gives you. Right now, a high school diploma is hardly enough, but it opens up so many doors for you and it gives you so much hope. It's not the answer. There's not one single answer to this issue, but that's a huge part of it. And it takes mom and dad, mom and mom, whoever, you know, whatever combination. It takes those people taking an active role in making that a priority for kids. And we would be surprised when we look at the graduation rates down in Milwaukee. If you get those graduation rates up, the hope that that brings, you'd be amazed.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a part of the answer, Senator Harris-Dodd?
For sure. Education is the key for anybody to come out of poverty, to come out of, you know, situations where they feel hopeless. He's right on. It takes the whole family structure, and it doesn't matter what that structure looks like. And I understand he was painting that picture, dad, mom, dad, whatever that picture looks like. It takes a loving family for kids to have that educational foundation and structure and good schools. And I tell you, as a state senator, I believe that we need to do better with funding our educational system so that we can have kids graduating from high school, because the graduation rates are astronomical. They're depressing. But there's a lot of good happening at the same time, but we need more.
You know, Sheriff David Clark in the news says there's a small segment of the black population in Milwaukee that possesses few social skills when it comes to dealing with conflict. They don't socialize with their kids. They abuse drugs and alcohol and don't stay consistently employed. Do you agree with all that? Is that a part of the problem?
Again, like I mentioned earlier, there are many pieces to this puzzle, and it's multi-pronged. You have a little bit of that, and you got a little bit of something else. And I would say that, you know, again, that's where the family structure comes in at, where you have families who have extended family members who step in. And a lot of times these families do step in and help those individuals whose parents are not capable of supporting the family in whatever way that is. So we have a lot of work to do. And I think that, you know, having a loving family is a start, and having loving parents is a start in moving forward in this issue.
Clark is also calling for a mass hiring of police officers or sheriff's deputies to keep career criminals locked up for the longest period of time allowable by law. Is that tough approach what the city needs?
You know, that's violence upon violence, you know, and I'm not saying police officers are violent. Let me rephrase it this way. Being an African-American woman, growing up in an African-American community, I'm blessed to have had some experience where I've broadened my horizons, and I understand. I'm blessed to have experience where I've broadened my horizons and have seen how other communities support each other. But I'll tell you, in the Black community, putting more police officers on the streets is going to cause chaos. What we need, like we talked about just a few minutes ago, a good educational system. We need family support. We need community to step up. We need our local electeds to step up, as well as our state and federal. This is not an isolated problem that only the police can solve. I think we have enough police officers focusing on crime, and I'm not ignorant to what the police officer's job is. Their job is to fight crime. And so we need to let them do their jobs. And if there are people wreaking havoc in our neighborhood, then we need to call the police and get them out of that neighborhood. But I don't think putting more police on the street is going to solve this problem at all. In fact, I believe that it makes it worse because of the tension that grows and because of the relationship that the Black community has with the police. There is a very contentious relationship that also needs to be resolved. And that's something we need to work on, because we want our police officers to be our friends, so that when we're experiencing a crime in our neighborhood, that they're there to address that crime.
Well, I hope that we can talk to you more after your meeting. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy. Have a great day.
State Senator Nakia Harris-Dodd. Her opinion piece, Collaboration Needed to Curb Gun Violence, is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. The meeting she's holding is Saturday, July 12th from 10:30 until noon at Milwaukee's Sherman Park. Thanks to Bill Martins, thanks to Christy Taylor, and to Justin Williams for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.